Hare Krishna. We discussed the first 15 slokas of 15th chapter. In the first 6 slokas, Krishna described the qualities of material world by comparing it with banyan tree. And then he also told us that we need to be detached from this material world. We need to cut this material world with the axe of detachment. And then he told by surrendering process, by taking shelter of Krishna, one can go to the spiritual world. And he described the qualities of spiritual world also. Next, in the next 5 slokas, Krishna described how the living entities are transmigrating from one body to another body because of the material mind, and they are struggling hard with the senses. Then Krishna says, the transmigration is happening, and the living entity is entrapped in this material world in various material bodies, trying to enjoy and suffer. But that enjoyment that the materialistic living entity is aspiring for is also facilitated by Krishna only. So he is the maintainer of this material world. He is the maintainer of this material body. He is the sun, he is the moon. Means he, in the form of sun, moon and fire, he gives us the light. And he also becomes the digestive fire within the body. And he also becomes the super soul within the body, and then he gives us happiness, he gives us forgetfulness, remembrance and knowledge. So all that Krishna said. Now Krishna also in the 15th sloka, towards then he concluded that by studying all the Vedas I am to be known. I am the object of Vedic knowledge. I am the knower of Vedanta. I am the compiler of Vedanta. So having concluded that he is the goal of Vedas, Krishna will speak the essence of Vedanta in 3 slokas. He conclusively establishes his own position as the supreme. This is the essence of all Vedantic knowledge, Vedic knowledge. 16, 17, 18 is the summary of all the Vedas. 16th sloka, Krishna says, Dvamimau purushau loke,
Dvamimau purushau loke,
Sharaschakshara evacham,
Sharaschakshara evacham,
Sharaha sarvani bhutani,
Sharaha sarvani bhutani,
Kutasthokshara uchyate,
Kutasthokshara uchyate,
Dvav imau purushau loke. Dvav means two. There are 2 classes of beings in this world. Dvav ivau purushau loke. Purusha means living entities. Dvav means 2. Imau loke means in this material world. In this world there are 2 kinds of people. Who are they? Ksharascha akshara evacha. One is kshara, second is akshara. Kshara means fallible living entities. Okay. Who deviate from their true nature. Akshara means infallible living entities who never deviate. Okay, ksharascha akshara evacha. Our true nature is to render service to God, to love God, okay, to be in the association of God. But some kshara living entities, they deviate from that nature. They fall off from their constitutional position as lovers of God or servants of God. They cannot stay in that position. That is kshara, fallible beings and infallible beings. Then ksharaha sarvani bhutani. In this material realm, everybody is fallible. Kutastho akshara uchyati. In the spiritual world, everybody is infallible. In the spiritual world, infallible living entities are there. In the material world, fallible living entities are there. Those who deviate from their original nature. So, Prabhupada writes, those who are in oneness with the Supreme Lord, however, are called infallible. So, this oneness is not impersonal oneness. Oneness does not mean that they have no individuality, but there is no disunity. Oneness is oneness in purpose. Okay. Oneness in mentality. Okay. So, the Lord's opinion and their opinion are same. Okay. They are all agreeable to the purpose of creation. Of course, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as creation. But since the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in the Vedanta Sutra, is the source of all emanations, that conception is explained. Okay. So, basically, you understood from the 16th sloka that there are 2 kinds of living entities. They are kshara and akshara. The 17th sloka. Uttamaha purushastvanyaha.
Uttamaha purushastvanyaha.
Paramatmetyudahritaham.
Paramatmetyudahritaham.
Yolokatrayamavishya.
Yolokatrayamavishya.
विभर्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः उत्तमः पुरुषस्तु अन्यः. अन्यः मीन्स सुपीरियर टू दीज टू पीपल. Who are the two categories of people that Krishna spoke now? Kshara and Akshara, fallible and infallible people. Beyond these two, superior to these two, Uttamaha Purushastu Anyaha, there is a greater personality. There is Uttama Purusha. This is Kshara Purusha and Akshara Purusha in the previous sloka. In this sloka, there is Uttama Purusha. Who is that? Paramatmeti Udahritaha. He is the super soul, Paramatma. Udahrita means it is said that he is Paramatma. He is called like that as Paramatma. Yolokatrayam avishya vibharti avyaya ishvaraha. Lokatrayam avishya, that super soul enters into these three worlds. Trayam avishya, he enters in the three worlds. Vibharti avyaya ishvaraha. Vibharti means he is maintaining. He is avyaya, inexhaustible. Ishvara, he is the Lord. That inexhaustible Lord enters these three worlds and maintains this entire universe. Fine? So, fallible living entities, infallible living entities. Both are jivas. And beyond these two jivas, there is super soul, Paramatma, which is a partial expansion of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Okay? So, two classes of beings. So, conditioned living beings are Kshara. Liberated living entities are Akshara. Both are jivas. The position of supporting and protecting the universe cannot refer to conditioned jiva because he cannot perform such actions. Now certainly, a conditioned living entity cannot maintain the material world. He is entangled in the material world. Okay. It cannot refer to liberated jiva also because he is devoid of interaction with the world. Liberated person is there in the spiritual world. How can he be maintaining the material world? So it can refer only to the Supreme Lord. No one can surpass the Supreme Lord, neither the conditioned soul nor liberated soul. Whether you are a liberated living entity or a conditioned living entity, you are never equal to the Supreme Lord or Super Soul. Fine? So, the Lord is Nityo, Nityanam, Chetanas, Chetananam, Eko, Bahunam, Yaveda, Dhati, Kamam. There are so many eternal living entities. He is the eternal amongst the eternals. He is the supreme living entity. 18th sloka. यस्मात् क्षरमतीतोहम् अक्षरादपि चोत्तमः अतोऽस्मि लोके वेदे च प्रथितः पुरुषोत्तमः यस्मात् क्षरमतीतोहम् अक्षरादपि चोत्तमः. सो डेफिनेटली द सुपर सोल और परमात्मा इज superior to Kshara and Akshara living entities. That's established. Now there is a person who is beyond this Kshara, Akshara and Paramatma also. Okay. Yasmat Ksharam Atitoham Aksharadapi Chottamaha. Okay. Because I am transcendental, superior to both fallible and infallible, I am the greatest. Krishna is speaking about himself now. He used the word Aham here. I am the greatest. I am superior to Kshara and Akshara. Atosvi loke vedecha prathitaha purushottamaha. Okay. I am celebrated in the Vedas and all the worlds as Purushottama, the Supreme Person. This chapter is also called Purushottama Yoga. He is the Uttama Purusha. So the Supreme Lord Krishna is even beyond this Paramatma also. So Krishna spoke about Paramatma, who is the object of worship of all yogis. In the 17th sloka. Now Krishna speaks about his own self, who is Bhagavan, who is the object of worship of all devotees, bhaktas. Bhaktas perform bhakti yogi and worship Bhagavan Krishna. And yogis meditate on the super soul through Ashtanga Yoga. Okay? Through Dhyana Yoga. So Paramatma is above Kshara and Akshara living entities. And Bhagavan is above Paramatma also. Okay. So Krishna will now speak about the position and disposition of a person who has assimilated the essence of these Vedas. So now these three shlokas, 16, 17 and 18, are speaking the essence of Vedas. So Vedas speak about these four categories of people. Basically the Jiva and the Lord. But the Jivas are of two types. liberated souls and conditioned souls, Kshara and Akshara. And the Lord is originally Bhagavan and he expands himself as Paramatma. So both are Lords. So these are the two topics in the Vedas. Fine. Then, if you have understood this essence of Vedas, the 19th sloka, Krishna says, Yomam eva sama, Yomam evam asammoodho,
Yomam evam asammoodho,
Janati purushottamam,
Janati purushottamam,
Sasarvavid bhajatimam,
Sasarvavid bhajatimam,
Sarvabhavena bharatam,
Sarvabhavena bharatam,
Yomam evam asammoodho, Janati purushottama. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, purushottama means best of all pure persons, such a person is asammodha. Asammodha means one who is not bewildered. A person who knows Krishna as the Supreme Lord, as purushottama, is unbewildered person. So he has no doubts about the Lord. Sa sarvavid bhajatiman, after knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, what does he do? Bhajati maam. He worships Krishna. He performs devotional service unto Krishna. Sa sarvavid, such a person is the all-knower. Not like super soul who is the all-knower, but he knows the essence of everything. Sa sarvavid, he knows everything in proper perspective. Bhajati maam, and he also performs worship of Krishna. Sarva bhavena bharata, in all respects. Sarva bhavena means in all respects. His worship is not restricted to one time, one place and one flavor only. In one flavor may be there. Means one may be specifically worshipping the Lord in a specific mood. That is there. But at all times, in all ways, right, with the proper mood and mentality, a devotee who understands Krishna as Purushottama worships Krishna. Okay, sarva bhavena bharata. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the absolute truth, Prabhupada is writing here. But the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness or devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should simply hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Lord. Anyone who is able to understand this according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna knows the purpose of Vedas. So, Vedaischa Sarvai Rahameva Vedyo. By studying all the Vedas, I am to be known. Krishna said that in the 15th sloka. Now, he gave the essence of Vedas, 16, 17 and 18. And in the 19th sloka, he says, if you know the essence of these Vedas, then you will worship me. Because Vedaischa Sarvai Rahameva Vedyo. Okay. Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham. By studying all the Vedas, I am to be known. I am to be worshipped. Krishna is saying that. One who knows the essence of these Vedas will definitely be the all-knower. He is the best person who has the best knowledge and he worships me in all respects. Fine. Last sloka of this chapter. Is it? The flow is clear? Last sloka. Iti guhyatamam shastram.
Iti guhyatamam shastram.
Idam uktam mayanagha.
Idam uktam mayanagha.
Etad buddhva buddhiman syat.
Etad buddhva buddhiman syat.
Kritakrityascha bharata.
Kritakrityascha bharata.
Iti guhyatamam shastram. Krishna says, this is guhyatama. Guhya means confidential. Guhyatara means more confidential. Guhyatama means most confidential. Iti guhyatamam shastram. So this most confidential aspect of the shastras, of the scriptures, is revealed by Krishna to Arjuna now. Purushottama yoga. Okay. Iti guhyatamam shastram. Idam uktam mayanagha. O anagha, O sinless Arjuna, because you are sinless, I spoke everything to you. You are my friend, you are sinless, you are non-envious of me. So I reveal everything to you. Etad buddhva buddhiman shat kritakrityascha bharata. Such a person who understands this Shastra is really buddhiman. He is very intelligent amongst the living beings. Okay. And he is perfect in all his endeavors. Kritakrityascha. I have become kritakritya means all my endeavors have become successful. Okay. So, one who learns this chapter, that person who is different from the condition. See, we learn from this chapter that the person who is different from the conditioned and liberated souls and who supports the entire universe is superior to both of them, and he is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is Purushottama. He is the best of all Purushas. Devotional service is the process of spiritual understanding. We can understand Krishna only by bhajati, only by rendering devotional service unto him. And therefore, whenever devotional service is present under the proper guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, there is no question of ignorance. Okay. So, the most important thing one has to surmount is weakness of heart. The first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. Thus, one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. The second weakness of heart is that one increases the propensity to lord it over material nature. There is a desire to lord over material nature, desire to control matter. Second, increase of the desire, increasing the propensity to lord over material nature, so to control nature. So, it begins with the desire. When you are exercising the desire, you get an opportunity or facility to do that controllership mentality. Then later, you increase that. It will keep on increasing. And increasing the propensity to control nature means increasing your tenure in this material world and increasing your suffering. Okay. The problems of material existence are due to these weaknesses of heart. In this chapter, the first 5 verses describe the process of freeing oneself from these weaknesses of heart. And this chapter is called Purushottama Yoga. So we completed the 15th chapter of Gita. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.